When you listen to computer-generated music, you may get the impression that some of the music is coming straight out of a science lab. It turns out that some music is, in fact, coming out of a science lab. Here's one example. The music you're hearing now was created by scientists working with the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, Switzerland. It is the most expensive science experiment in history, one that physicists hope will explain why objects in the universe have mass. A team there is working on a computer program to convert data that it collects into musical sounds. And they're not the only scientists getting their groove on. Solar physicists at the University of Sheffield are using magnetic field vibrations of the sun's atmosphere to make their music. And there it is, what the sun sounds like. Of course, it may be some time before solar flares crack the top 40. Until then, most musicians will probably avoid particle colliders in favor of more traditional instruments, like guitar. The newest songs of Alejandro Escovedo tell the stories of people who seem to be searching for something.
That something that they're trying to find is love.
Everybody's got to dance with the blues sometimes.
The love that maybe has slipped through their fingers sometimes for various reasons, you know, demons that got in the way, alcohol or drugs or bad decisions, whatever it is.
In this song, Escovedo searches for a way to make someone happy.
I'd buy you a smile in a minute, but would you wear it if you had one moment to spare? Come down and share.
Escovedo's new album is Street Songs of Love.
I wanna see you out on the street, making a scene for everybody.
Who are you singing about?
I'm singing about my son Paris Diego, who, you know, I see a lot of myself in my son. He's quiet, very tall. He's about 6'2". He's 18 years old. Very much into graffiti art, and he's a singer in a punk rock band, drummer. A kid who's kind of awkward sometimes, or has been, you know. And I relate very much to that feeling as an adolescent.
I hope you live long enough to forget half the stuff they've taught you. And when it's all said and done,
so I wanted to write a song in which kind of just told him that I love all the things that he is and will be, and that I will always love him and support him in whatever it is that he chooses to venture into. And it was something that no one ever told me when I was a kid, you know.
Alejandro Escovedo says what he finally learned about life, he learned from music. He comes from a musical family. Several of his brothers are musicians. Two of them played with Santana. His niece is Sheila E. His father was a Mexican immigrant who played in mariachi bands and influenced Escovedo, even though he started as a punk rocker.
My suicide child, you stole my job, you low-down punk.
Is there anything you learned from your father that has carried over to your music, even though you're playing such different music?
I think everything that I know about music, in a way, I learned from my father and my older brothers. The way to listen, the space in music, the compositional quality of rock and roll, even, you know, and just trying to fit different sounds and textures in songs.
What did you mean about learning how to listen?
You know, when they would rehearse, like play drums, play timbales, they would play back to back, just practicing, not looking at each other, but just listening. And they really impressed that upon me, that it was just really important to listen to the people that you play with. You know, listen to the silence in between notes.
Have you struggled a little bit with your identity over the years?
Yes, I have. You know, I grew up where my mother and father were speaking Spanish, I'd say 90% of the time. And then when we moved to California, I just became so infatuated and in love with rock and roll and the language that I just kind of lost that other part of me somehow. You know, it's funny, I was also a surfer, and in Southern California at that time in the early 60s, I was caught in no man's land because I was not, you know, a Chicano in the sense of what a Chicano was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't a white surfer jock, so I was in this no man's land in which they kind of thought I was Hawaiian sometimes, you know.
You gotta have faith in the one that you love. You gotta have faith beyond the above.
I was just kind of lost in this place, you know.
You were lost. You weren't finding who you were. You were a little lost from who you were.
I was, yeah, for a long time.
How'd you get out of that?
I struggled with that. You know, I found some kind of middle way in which I embraced all the things that I was and that I loved, you know? Yeah, I embraced my culture and my family. Eventually, I grew into all those ideas of who I thought I was, I guess.
Sometimes you gotta lose it just to lose it.
Well, Alejandro Escovedo, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you. Thank you very much.
The album from Alejandro Escovedo is called Street Songs of Love. You can hear it all at NPR.org or on the NPR Music app. You can find links at Facebook and Twitter. We're at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. Morning Edition is produced by Nicole Beemsterboer and Kara Tallow. Senior producers include Tom Bullock, Cindy Carpian, Barry Gordimer, Neva Grant, and Jim Wildman. Our executive producer is Madalie Kasicka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonnell. And the theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, arranged by Jim Pugh. I will be away from this broadcast for the next 5 weeks, writing a book about the world's growing cities. It's focused on Karachi, Pakistan. You'll be in good hands. Mary Louise Kelly will sit in with Renee for the next few weeks, followed by Don Gagne. I'm Steve Inskeep.